keep yourself in the loop of everything football. Listen to Alex and Jeremiah on the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Hello there, I'm Jeremiah.
I am Alex, always and forever here.
Dedicated to college and NFL football. The latest football news on and off the field. NFL draft trade rumors. We've got you covered from the NFL, Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, Pac-12, ACC, and everything else in between. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast, where we talk the latest news, rumors, and games of the NFL and college football. From the latest signings to this year's breakout stars and all of the news in between. As always, I'm Jeremiah.
And I am Alex.
What's up, man?
Excuse me, how are you doing?
Happy Wednesday to you guys out there.
Yeah, happy Wednesday to everybody.
We're here to try to get you over the hump.
Okay. Oh, I like that. Okay. Yeah. Happy Wednesday to you, Jeremiah.
Yeah, you know, happy Wednesday to you, too.
Thanks,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much.
So we have a lot of, mega-packed show for you guys today.
Yeah,
we might not even have time to talk about some things that we originally written down because it's so packed.
It's pretty packed, man.
Yeah.
Want to tell them what we're going to talk about?
Yeah, you know, we're going to talk about the news of Devin Hester being released by the Atlanta Falcons earlier this week, as well as a couple of Cowboys getting into some trouble this offseason.
You could call it, you could call it that.
Yeah, I will explain. Or me, Alex, and I will explain who those players are.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about those topics today.
We're going to start with Devin Hester, former great, I mean, current great. I mean, but, you know, his name really, really came to be known with the Chicago Bears as, in my opinion, the most accomplished return man in NFL history. I mean, stat-wise as well. Excuse me. He was released by the Falcons on Tuesday. He is 33 years old currently. He texted in a text to ESPN, whoever the writer might have been he conversed with, that he does want to continue playing, but he declined to discuss his release or any potential landing spots. Last year was tough for him. He missed 11 games at the start of the year with a toe injury, and he had surgery for that in January. But he didn't participate in any offseason activities, anything like that. So he passed his physical. It's just, you know, if he's not really returning them for you anymore, which is what his thing was, he wasn't really the greatest of receivers. So, you know, if you look at it in that sense, it's a roster bubble move, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree. Even Thomas Dimitrioff, the Atlanta Falcons general manager, said in a statement that it was strictly like a football move. His toe had nothing to do with it. But getting back to his lackluster, you know, season last year.
Oh, yeah.
When he came back, he just didn't have that same explosiveness. You know, he just had a hard time pushing off and making those cuts that pretty much made his career what it was.
Oh, yeah.
And I know he holds the touchdown return record at 20, punt returns at 14, which has been set last 2 years ago, you know, when he was with the Falcons against the Buccaneers. I'm talking about the punt return record.
Yeah.
So Devin Hester is age 33. I just got a couple of questions for the listeners here, and, of course, you, Alex.
And me.
Actually, I have a two-part question. Yes, okay.
I like two-parters.
One, is his career done? And if so, if he decides to hang up his cleats, is he a Hall of Famer?
Excuse me. I think he could be signed by a team, you know. Depending on his health, I think he could be signed by a team. He could come in and he could help in the return game for sure. At the very least, maybe he doesn't help, but maybe you have a young return or something like that. At least if he's with you through training camp, that you just pass that wisdom on through, you know. But I think he could definitely be signed by a team. As for being a Hall of Famer, I absolutely think he is a Hall of Famer. You know, when it comes down to the criteria of Hall of Famers, you look at rings, you look at records and such, and he owns all of them for returners. You know what I mean? So I definitely think he's a Hall of Famer.
Well, me, I kind of think his career's done. I kind of find a hard to believe for a team to take a chance at him at this point because Devin Hester, he's struggled to make an impact at any other position besides the return game. And, you know, he originally got drafted as a defensive back
yeah.
with the Chicago Bears and then they actually transitioned him to be a wide receiver. And he has, you know, he struggled with that. He had, like, number three receiver numbers. Mm-hmm. You know, they kind of paid him like a number one at one point. I don't see any team that is taking the shot at just a return specialist. Now, I think it's going to be hard, especially coming off a season which really we saw – we kind of saw him lose, though, that explosiveness that made him so great earlier in, you know, the mid-2000s when he first came onto the scene. And especially coming off a turf toe injury, you know, we've seen guys that retired – well, Patrick Willis, we've seen him retire because of that turf toe injury, you know, because he said he lost that explosiveness and all that. And I think that kind of played a part of how Hester lost that explosiveness. Even though he had surgery in January, you know, it's kind of hard to come back from an injury that deals with, you know, your lower body, especially your feet, you know, that pretty much you need those to move and to explode off the ball, you know, make those cuts. That's why I kind of think his career is done. But is he a Hall of Famer? I absolutely agree with you that he is, because he is the best ever at that position. And to me, he's kind of the equivalent of Ray Guy, you know, who is, you know, a punter. He is the equivalent of that because he was the best to ever do it, to ever return kickoffs, punts. Remember, he literally changed the way special teams has played. He really made special teams coaches game plan for him specifically. They had to change the game plan for Devin Hester. And when you make such an impact like that.
Just in the return game alone.
Just in return game. Dude, he was a game changer. Off of one play. You remember that even the Super Bowl, he returned the opening kickoff.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And that's why I think he's a Hall of Famer. But I think his career is kind of at an end at this point.
Well, my question for you when it comes to that is, I mean, yes, he did have the turf toe injury, but he's 1 year removed, excluding last year, to, you know, a Pro Bowl year, you know, in 2014. Yes, he had the turf toe issue, and we don't know how healthy he is, but you think, I mean, if he's healthy, the team wouldn't sign him? A team that could use?
Well, we don't know how healthy he is, though.
That's what I mean. I'm saying if healthy, you know what I mean? Like, well, he says he still wants to play.
Well, an article I was reading about Devin Hester, he was interviewed by ESPN in January, and he even said that he's not even sure that a team would take it. He's not even sure that the Falcons would even keep him, you know, because of the injury. It depends on his health,
yeah,
and all that. And I know he passes physical and all that, but I think, you know, the Falcons saw that, you know, they kind of want to get younger at that position a little bit, and they kind of want to get more guys a shot at other positions. Because remember, Devin Hester, he not only took a roster spot as a returner, but he just took a roster spot as a player, and he was listed as a receiver. And
I mean, the Falcons at least used him as such.
He wasn't used on offense at all last season.
No, well, not last season. The year prior, he was a bit.
Yeah, I had him on fantasy team a little bit. Yeah, and I know that he was a year removed from a Pro Bowl season. But I don't know if he has that same explosiveness, though.
Yeah. I think it definitely depends on if he's healthy. If he's healthy, I think a team could definitely sign him. I'm not saying for the entire year, but at least sign him at a point, you know, and see where they go from there. I think if he's healthy, I for sure would entertain the idea, you know, because you have the best returner of all time. And at the same time, you know, if he has even a little bit left in the tank, you know, you got something. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, honestly. I do think he's Hall of Famer, like I said. I don't know if his career is over. It really depends on the health.
Well, if he doesn't sign with a team within, you know, the next year.
Oh, I think if he doesn't sign with a team, you know, by a certain point, like mid-season.
Yeah, you know, like the next season. All that.
I think he's
going to just call it a career, you know.
I would say it'd be this year. I wouldn't say, like, he would take this year off and then maybe play next year.
No, that's what I meant to
Definitely
say.
Definitely not,
like, within this season. Yeah, I think he's going to call it. He's going to hang him up.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that.
But, man, what a player that he was in his prime.
I mean, even 2 years ago, he was fun to watch. You know, he has set the record against the Buccaneers in terms of return touchdown record. So that was just 2 years ago. I mean, it's always fun to watch. I remember watching the Super Bowl when he returned that.
Yeah, man, that was a fun one. That was a fun one, yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to take our first break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about he's a defensive end, right? Yeah, Randy Gregory.
Yeah.
Cowboys defensive end Randy Gregory and an update on his situation heading into the training camp season of the offseason. So we'll be right back here at the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Contest Football Podcast, and we're talking about Alex and I, that is, talking about Devin Hester in our previous segment, and we have a little bit of a Twitter poll question for you guys.
We don't have a little bit. It's a literal question. It's
no, it is. It is on our Twitter at @GSMC_football, and the Twitter poll question is Devin Hester a Hall of Famer? There's two simple answers. Yes.
And yes.
And no. Yes or no. So, yeah, and that question is available for 24 hours, guys. So you got a whole day, a whole single day.
Well, I mean, you have 24 hours. You have it till like 11 tomorrow.
That's what I said, 24 hours.
You said a whole day. I mean,
that's what I meant. Well, 24 hours is a whole day.
I know, but I mean,
Alex, don't get too technical with me. Come on now. Let's just move on. Okay. But yeah, the Twitter poll questions is there available for you guys, and we would love for you guys to respond. Anyone who is listening out there, and I mean anyone.
Anyone. Literally.
Even if you don't have a smartphone, get a computer, make a Twitter account.
Let your dog vote for you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't care.
I'm out.
We just want some votes.
Maybe.
All right. Anyway, moving on. Man, it's been quite an off season for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, to say the least.
Yeah. And
excuse me.
We're going to talk about a couple of players on there. But first, we're going to talk about defensive end Randy Gregory.
Yes. So Randy Gregory is facing a longer suspension due to another violation of the NFL substance abuse policy. He is also currently not expected to go and check in or arrive at training camp, and he's going to be checking into a facility for what we can only
rehab
imagine as
facility.
Rehab. It would be he's already handed a 4-game suspension early this offseason. It would mean that Gregory would miss the first 10 games for at least his fourth misstep under the substance abuse policy. It's not clear whether he failed or just missed a test. So
yeah, well, according to the NFL substance abuse policy, a missed test is treated the same as a failed test.
To an extent, you can miss up to two tests apparently,
yeah,
and just lose game checks.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on obviously the situation. If you just go, "No, I'm not doing that," then it could be a little
different. It's kind of like the same with Le'Veon Bell. He missed, I think, his fourth one apparently that
third.
He did. Third or fourth.
Yeah, something like that.
And then that's why he's facing that 4-game suspension,
mm-hmm,
even though he says he's not going to miss it. But yeah, anyways.
It's going to be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah, I know.
Frustrating, to say the least, as a Steeler fan, but I'll get into that another day. Yes, they're still working on an appeal, his representatives. So they're trying to appeal his 10-game suspension. I feel like that's everybody tries to appeal their suspensions. I feel like if Aaron Hernandez could have appealed a suspension, he would have. You know, it doesn't matter if you did it or not. They always appeal.
Yeah, that's a whole different mm-hmm animal there.
Exactly. But the people are pretty familiar with Randy Gregory even before he was drafted into the NFL. He tested positive for marijuana at the Combine last year, which put him in the league's drug program to start his career. He was considered a first-round prospect, but he clearly fell out to the second round where the Cowboys drafted him with the 60th overall pick, but they haven't gotten much for that risk. It's been a high risk, no reward.
Yeah,
really,
he played 12 games last season, which it is pretty good for a rookie.
Didn't record a sack.
He didn't record a single sack, and yep, only have 11 tackles. So he pretty much has been a bust so far at this point.
And then he suffered a high ankle sprain in the season opener, and he missed the first four games following that. You know, five games into the year, and like you said, 16 pressures all year. And like you said, this is one of many stories of the Cowboys dramatic offseason. You have DeMarcus Lawrence. They're losing him because of a 4-game suspension for violating substance abuse policy. Ronald McClain has been suspended for 10 games without for violating the policy as well. And then, of course, we're going to get into our next segment on a fellow Cowboy that has some drama going on in their life as well.
Just hold on there.
Didn't say anything. You're fine.
Hold on there, Cowboy.
Okay. If you combine the games, obviously not multiple, like, you know, they add on to each other, but throughout the season you have guys that are going to miss a total of at least currently 18 games, and that's before anything is added to Grady Gregory's suspension.
Okay, well, looking at, you know, this defense as it is now, all these suspensions on that side of the ball, Gregory was supposed to make a significant impact, have a significant role.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously going to have to wait. And you got, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence missing 4 games to start off. Verlander McClain missing 10. That's a depleted front seven right now.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't make any huge additions, first of all, in the offseason.
No, they didn't. They signed 2 players, not notable players by any stretch of the imagination. They signed Ben Moyoa as a restricted free agent. Benson Moyoa, thank you, to a 3-year, $8.25 million deal. And then drafted Charles Tapper as well, who are defensive ends. But, you know, not much else. They're probably not going to go sign a guy like Dwight Freeney. They're probably not going to go re-get
they're not going to get Greg. No, they cannot do that again.
Exactly. I mean,
they can't let that happen again.
You know? Yeah. So, you know, it's you're right. They have clearly a depleted D-line. You know, I mean, Rolando McClain is part of the side, you know, the group that took over
and
for Sean Lee's production.
And he has some character issues since he entered the league with the Oakland Raiders. I'm talking about Rolando McClain, of course.
Oh, yeah. He did.
And,
for sure, he did.
You know, like you just previously said, Alex, you know, I don't see them going out getting Greg Hardy either. They just, you know how that fiasco went. But I do think they might have to take a chance on adding Dwight Freeney now. I think they might have to do it.
Well, I don't know if they're willing to sign Freeney. Freeney's probably, I mean, you got to be careful going after a guy like Freeney.
But, dude, they really need
only because it's a veteran, but who knows? I mean, he did have a decent year last year at the Cardinals. Yeah. But, I mean, who also knows? I mean, maybe Freeney wants to go play somewhere else.
Maybe he's got an idea where he wants to go play.
Maybe
he might, but, like, if I'm the Cowboys, why not, like, take a chance on Dwight Freeney if he wants to go there?
Well, I mean, there's younger guys they could possibly trade for, or free agents they could go after. You have a guy like, I always forget his name. He plays for the Colts right now. I can't think of his name. But or a guy, you know, a proven guy that maybe has not really produced the way he needs to, you know. A D end, you know, somebody who can rush the passer, who, you know, Lamar Woodley clearly wants to play. You know, he said he sits in the same boat as Dwight Freeney. You know, those are guys. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not saying I don't think it will happen. I wouldn't be surprised if it was to happen. I think that they might try to fix it, you know, from their point of view first. I mean, you do get Lawrence back after 4 games. You know, who knows what happens with Gregory.
Well, yeah, who knows? I think Gregory's going to get that 10-game suspension. This is how it looks now. Rolando McClain, you know, he's not as talented as, you know, the other guys that are suspended. I kind of think Randy Gregory has more talent than McClain, especially Alden Smith, who's acting silly nowadays, who's suspended for a year with the Oakland Raiders.
Don't even get me started on him.
Wow, I cannot get over that video of Alden Smith.
Don't even get me started on him, man. I don't know. I'll talk about that, man.
I know. We were talking about it before the show.
You were talking about it. I don't care.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not going to get into
it. No, thank you. And I'm sorry for the Colts. I was speaking of Bjorn Warner.
Oh,
somebody who hasn't quite lived up to his potential, you know, second-round pick. Somebody, you know, they could trade for guys who you could get on the low is what I mean. So, you know, and then could, you know, I mean, could possibly help you in the long run. As opposed to, you know, just for 1 year.
So you see them kind of getting a younger guy.
I see them having the ability of adding a veteran,
I can help you possibly right away. Because remember,
I'm not saying a younger guy like a rookie. I mean, you have guys that have been in the league for a few years that could help you.
That's what I meant. I didn't mean like going out and get an undrafted rookie free agent or something. Like I'm talking about like a guy that has 3 or 4 years under him, because that's still pretty young.
I mean, if it fits your system, it would work.
Okay. All right, well, going back to Randy Gregory, at this point, it's really uncertain if Gregory is going to participate in training camp or team activities at this point. All I have to say is the Cowboys knew Gregory carried some baggage before the 2015 draft. Because, you know, like Alex said, you know, he tested positive for marijuana before the scouting combine. And the team knew how much of a risk he was. And they just haven't had any return of that risk. You know, and they just haven't had any returns of any of their risks at all past couple years. You know, Greg Hardy, they knew that was too much of a risk. And
oh, God, yeah.
And it was just kind of a PR problem. And
From the get-go,
yeah. And, but he is not the only Cowboy that's been in trouble.
Yeah, and we're going to actually get into that after our last break.
Oh, all right.
One thing I will say, though, you know, everybody's always like, oh, it's the guy's still making so much money. It's not even a big deal. Like, get over your weed problem and then make your money again. You know? Gregory did sign a 4-year deal worth $3.8 million. If he is suspended for 10 games, he will out more than $350,000 of his $608,406 base salary.
And that is not including taxes.
Nope.
All right. So he's going to lose a lot more than that.
So you get what you deserve.
After taxes, he's going to lose a lot more.
If you can't be professional. All right. So we are going to take our last break here. And when we get back, we will be talking about Ezekiel Elliott.
Yes.
We'll be right back here at the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
All right, and we're back here at the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast, and I'm going to toss it over to Jeremiah, and he's going to introduce our last news of the day.
Yes, as most of you guys know the allegations surrounding Ezekiel Elliott, his coach, Jason Garrett, spoke for the first time since those domestic abuse allegations. He said Ezekiel Elliott will be on the field when the Cowboys open training camp in Oxnard, California this Saturday. But there was some breaking news this morning regarding the allegations towards Ezekiel Elliott. Well, the woman who accused, you know, the Dallas Cowboys running back, Ezekiel Elliott, she is taking the case to the prosecutor's office in Columbus, Ohio, and the investigation is underway. And the alleged victim is identified as Tiffany Thompson. And the reason why she has been identified is because of her Instagram post of her bruises that she tagged Ezekiel Elliott in. So that is the current situation with this.
As of today.
Yeah.
Now, there's been a lot of weird stuff going on with this. Ezekiel, who actually turned...
He turned 21
on Friday.
The same day that actually happened. Yeah.
He denied assaulting her and told the police that he never lived with her. He's not been arrested or charged with the crime currently. She did call him her live-in boyfriend. He says that no, he did not live with her. Tiffany Thompson, the accuser, did tell police that Elliott assaulted her while they sat in a parked car on Friday morning. According to one police report, she told the police she had pain in her right wrist, a red mark, and so on and so forth, things she posted on Instagram, like you said. Elliott has said and been pretty adamant about the fact that he did not live with her, as opposed to her saying they lived together for about 3 months and the running back only paid her rent and co-signed on her vehicle. Ezekiel Elliott's father released a statement on Friday saying that his son has done nothing wrong. The reported allegations and internet postings regarding our son are completely false. That he has done nothing wrong. And the police have investigated this matter because there are conflicting accounts of this. That's why they recommend to go to the office of the attorney.
Witnesses say, you know, when this happened on Friday, well, allegedly happened on Friday, I should say, police, according to police reports, witnesses didn't see any assault. They didn't hear anything. And then, of course, Elliott wasn't arrested or charged with the crime because witnesses didn't account anything of the situation between Ezekiel Elliott and his accuser, Tiffany Thompson.
And it gets even weirder from there.
tell the listeners how it gets weirder from there.
Well, Ezekiel Elliott did claim that they did recently break up, and that he said that she did threaten to ruin him, in quotes, if they were to break up. In that sense, he does claim to have those text messages, and obviously, being the public, we don't have any kind of knowledge of if that's true, if that's not true, if that it's actually been shown to anybody in that sense. But the fact that he does claim that she is lying, and it is a plot to ruin him, is a very interesting. This is like a television show. You know what I mean?
Like reality TV.
I don't mean that in a sense to
reality TV.
Yeah, I don't even mean that to downplay the seriousness.
Ballers.
Maybe I don't mean that to downplay the seriousness of the issue.
No, because this is a very serious issue.
It is very serious, but it does sound like there is obviously clearly deception from one side or the other.
Yeah, there's definitely two different sides to this story. You know, as we just basically told you guys listening out there, you know, like I previously said earlier in this segment, you know, the Columbus, Ohio district attorney is investigating the case, and the NFL is reviewing the case as well under his personal conduct policy. But just because he's not charged with a crime doesn't mean he will be penalized by the league. So there is a chance that he can probably miss some games for the Cowboys, which is huge because the Cowboys already have tons of players.
So many missing players.
They're already missing players already. Mm-hmm. So.
And one thing I did mean to mention is, as Ezekiel did say, that the bruises on her wrist, because you say, well, how did she get these bruises? The bruises on her wrist, he did say she got in a bar fight that week.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They don't look like bar fight bruises to me, but anyways.
Who knows what kind of bruises they are.
So I'm just going to not go any further than that. Exactly.
We're not going to go any more than that. I mean, Ezekiel has never been one to really get into trouble. He was cited last year for driving under suspicion and without a license and failure to control his vehicle after he was involved in an accident in Columbus, Ohio, while still attending Ohio State right before their bowl game, as a matter of fact, and did end up playing in that game. But other than that, he hasn't really been involved in any legal issues and so on and so forth. So interesting to see where this goes, and obviously we're going to keep you up to date with that. There's just more and more happening with it.
And like I previously told you guys out there listening, you know, Jason Garrett did speak for the first time. He also said about Ezekiel Elliott's current, you know, allegations. This is what he said to ESPN. He said, quote, "I don't want to comment too much on that. We believe we all know about Ezekiel Elliott and what he's all about as a person, and I think it would be premature to make any comment beyond that." So I'm just going to leave it there.
No, all right, man. And of course, like we said, if we have any updates on this, it'll be in current and future episodes as we move forward. But that is all we have for you today. On our next episode, we are going to be previewing the Mountain West Conference.
Yes, we're going to break down the Mountain and the West divisions.
Yes, as we move closer to college football kickoff here. Short amount of weeks, as a matter of fact.
It's the first Group of Five conference we're previewing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And kind of the only one. We have we have this and ACC next, right? And then we
have AAC or the ACC?
ACC. And then we have the SEC and we're done, I think.
I think we should do the American, too. The American. We might as well. There's some teams in there that's top heavy. I think we should.
Okay. Well, we'll look into it.
We should do a poll question on Twitter like we're doing today. Remember, guys, there's a poll question on Twitter. Is Devin Hester a Hall of Famer? You can vote yes or no, and then the question will be available for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And I want to know what you guys think. I think we are very intrigued what you guys think. And if you think we should do a conference review on the AAC, then you can also comment as well on our Twitter page, Facebook, whatever. But as always, that is going to send me a Conference Football Podcast. That is our episode today. You can tune into iTunes each and every week, 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday. Of course, you can also listen to our show on YouTube, Stitcher, Google Play, SoundCloud. What am I forgetting?
You said iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, Google Play. You get pretty much
got
all
of
them.
You can always follow us on Twitter at GSMT_football.
Excuse me.
And on Instagram at the same handle.
And don't forget, I mean, you can listen to us on our website as well.
GSMCpodcast.com. You can listen to this show and our other shows on the network, as well. You can check out some of the shows that are coming out. Mm-hmm. Late this year and early 2017. So, do you have anything else to say, Alex?
Just don't forget to tune in next episode as we talk about the Mountain West and we preview who we think is going to be playing in that
championship game
and who we see coming out of each side of that division. It's going to be good.
If any of these teams can possibly contend for a top 10 spot? I don't know.
I don't know about that, but I guess we're going to figure it out.
All right.
We'll see you guys on the next episode.